You're listening to the Humans of DevOps podcast, a podcast focused on advancing the humans of DevOps through skills, knowledge, ideas, and learning, or the SKIL framework.
We have not yet progressed really into the direction of DevOps. What many companies are doing is they say, we have that DevOps silo introduced, or we have the DevOps engineer, but that's not really doing DevOps.
Welcome to Humans of DevOps podcast. I'm Evelyn Ehrlich, Chief Research Officer at DevOps Institute. Our podcast title today is a really, I'm not saying it, let's wait. DevOps is dead? ! You'll know why when we are finished. Today we have with us Romano Ross, who is Chief of DevOps at a service provider, software service provider. Hello, Romano.
Hi, Evelyn.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. All good.
All good. All ready to roll up the sleeves and tell us more about a variety of things. But before we go there, I want to just quickly introduce him. And Romano, if you have anything to add, please do so. So Romano is a leader, senior consultant, architect, and software development expert. He has over 20 years of professional experience in many different domains, including the financial, insurance, cybersecurity, medical, aviation. What did I leave out? Is there anything else you want to add, Romano?
No, I think that's it, more or less. The only thing I could add is I'm also organizing the DevOps Meetup Zurich, which is a monthly meetup we are doing. It's free to join. And I'm also the president of the DevOps Day Zurich, which is a two-day conference we are organizing. And there are all over the place, all over the world, in all the big cities, DevOps Days conferences.
Excellent. Great addition. I actually went to the Zurich one and, of course, many of the other ones. So that's great. I did not forget that. That was a great experience. All right, welcome again to our podcast today. So my first question is, Chief of DevOps. I love that title. Chief of DevOps is a fantastic title. Tell us, what does a Chief of DevOps do?
Yeah, it's an awesome title. So the Chief of DevOps is a thought leader. As a thought leader, you are speaking, you do conference speaking, you are doing videos and are doing blog posts. But when it comes to Chief of DevOps in a company, you are the thought leader about DevOps in that company. You define the strategy and also the offering that this company has and what skills and capabilities are needed to be on the market and to do all of these offerings. And of course, you also define the education program and you also educate the people in terms of DevOps. But the most important thing, what you need to do is you need to work in projects, and only by working the real projects and making your hands dirty, you can really be a thought leader and the Chief of DevOps.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Of course, that's fantastic. Now, I was listening and watching a video you did, which really is, I'm referring to that video in our title of the podcast, DevOps is Dead. And in that, or DevOps is Dead, kind of like a surprise, you talked about business, the developers, wall of confusion. And what I am curious about, of course, you do your work in DACH, but I think you travel, as you said, across Europe and globally. What I thought I would ask you is, have we not been through this conversation of DevOps versus developer, you know, dev versus ops versus business and this wall of confusion? Aren't we really progressed yet to a modern way of developing and delivering products to customers and service and clients? Or are we still asking, what is DevOps? DevOps is dead. I mean, all of that. Give us your perspective on all of that.
So I would also say, there are also people which say everything about DevOps has already been said. Everything is clear. Everything is there. You just need to do it. But when I go into companies, I nowadays still see the same picture. The business, together with the customers, they have bright ideas. And still, they write it down into Word documents and into Jira tickets, and then they are thrown over the wall of confusion to the development team. And the development team then develops these bright ideas, and they just do it, and then they throw it over the wall of confusion to a QA team, which is still there. And then they test something, and then they throw it over the wall of confusion to the operation team. And still the operation team has difficulties to operate this software. So these wall of confusions, they are still there. And what we can clearly see is they are still there because we still have silo organization. Many companies have not yet organized themselves across the value stream so that they really have product teams. Still, the companies are working in projects. They still have project, and the project always has a start and it has an end and it has a budget. And it all boils down to yearly budget goals, to KPIs that we still have. We have not yet progressed really into the direction of DevOps. What many companies are doing is they say, yeah, we are doing DevOps, or we have that DevOps silo introduced, or we have the DevOps engineer, but that's not really doing DevOps.
So really what I hear you say is that even if we say DevOps, without starting at the higher level in the organization, where there is that common thinking in terms of product, or as you said, value stream, it is going to be a challenge to truly live DevOps or whatever ops, whatever DevX ops is, right? We'll get to that, without having that perspective. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. Because also when you look at DevOps, at the definition of DevOps, and of course there are thousands of definitions, but as I always say, DevOps is a mindset and a culture and a set of technical practices. I think when it comes to technical practices, we are more or less okay with that. You know them. But changing the culture or the mindset is a difficult thing, and it can always only come from the top management. And this is something that all of the companies nowadays are lacking, that cultural change and that mindset change, which, in my opinion, needs to come from top down.
Yeah, so from a pessimistic perspective, which I usually don't take, but I want to just point it out, some of those DevOps teams are fighting against windmills, because if there is not the top-down support on changing the culture and the product team, it makes it a challenge. However, we know that they are, as you said, on the technology side, on the processes within the DevOps, there have been a lot of advancements, and those organizations are bubbling up the outcomes and the results of their great work. And hopefully more and more of that will go up to those executive leaders to see that it's an overall culture change. Now, I want to stay on that theme quickly relative to one DevOps versus multiple DevOps, right? Kind of. So if I have one DevOps team, small company, blah, 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 might be possible, but most of our listeners, excuse me, are in enterprise organizations. So what is a model going forward? Or what's the model when there are multiple DevOps teams in an organization?
So this is exactly one of the topics I'm talking quite a lot nowadays. And as you pointed out, when you are a small company or just building one product, then it's quite easy to do DevOps, more or less. But scaling that up is difficult. And when we look at that, then what usually happens is that companies tend to do a little bit of DevOps. They build the DevOps silo between Dev and Ops, which is just, again, a silo, and you don't really get the efficiency that you want to see. Then when you look at how DevOps really should be, is that Dev and Ops are moving together. All of the people are coming together across the value stream, and they are building across a functional team. Then you really are doing DevOps. And now when you think about that and you have multiple of these value streams or product teams, then you can clearly see that out of that, you will have a lot of inefficiencies, because many of these teams are reinventing the wheel. They are doing their own stuff, which is, of course, good, but they are not really reusing things. So this aspect is quite critical, because you also have quite a lot of cognitive load in these teams. They need to really care about building the product, operating the product, and maintaining the product. This also means that they need to know quite a lot of tools. And this is difficult. And the new kit around the corner, or the new kit in the block, mm-hmm. is this platform engineering that we are seeing coming up, where you have a platform team which builds the platform and also the APIs and everything, so that the product teams can build, maintain, and operate the product and do DevOps.
So we have seen that platform engineering team. What is a skill I need if I want to become a platform engineer? What would you say?
You need to be a software engineer. Mm-hmm. A platform is nothing else than also a product. So when it comes to skills, in my opinion, it's really that software engineering skill, because mm-hmm. also building that platform requires you to build a product, the platform, which has a user interface, a self-service portal, a marketplace, so that you can enable the other teams. So you need to know how to program a user interface. You need to know how to program APIs. You need to know how to program databases. But what you also need to have is the, of course, DevOps mindset, DevOps skills, and you need to know a lot about how software is built. So what kind of tools are good to use so that you can build up this platform so that the teams can most efficient work with these technologies, which means nowadays you need to know a lot about the cloud technologies, cloud native technologies.
SkillUp IT Learning is the perfect online destination to learn about DevOps and digital transformation anytime, anywhere. Our digital learning platform provides you with all the resources you need to upskill and learn about these important topics, including expert-led course videos, access to certification prep courses, and a community of supportive peers. Our subscription-based model makes it easy for you to gain the skills needed for success in the modern workplace. Visit devopsinstitute.com now and explore our different learning plans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I would certainly not qualify for a DevOps engineer as a platform engineer, but I probably would be going down the SRE path, site reliability engineering, because I have an infrastructure and operations background. But I have another question. There's always this, you know, when we do research on DevOps and read in whatever magazines or whatever events we go to, there is, or whatever vendor I talk to, because I do speak to quite a few vendors, as I'm also having an industry analyst position, there are these different terms: DevSecOps, BizOps, DevXOps, DevOps. There's more and more coming out of the closet. So And then, of course, there's value stream management, right? VSM, and all of them are related, SRE, and keep going. All of them are related. But it seems to me, and I know you had this argument with yourself as well. I was listening to your video. It seems to me when we use the word DevOps, people or individuals or whoever thinks that this is just this movement low level somewhere in the development and operations team, but it is bigger. So is DevOps, the term itself, not really serving our purpose? Should we call it DevOps or should this be called something else? What's your thought on that?
Yeah. So let's be quite frankly. When we look at the term DevOps, then this term DevOps is not very good. The term DevOps says development and operation. And back in that time, it was okay-ish. I think it was around 2008 when this term came up. It was okay-ish. And as you pointed out, more and more of these terms are coming up, like DevSecOps, which is development, security, and operation, or BizDevOps, business development and operation. But as I pointed out, DevOps is about bringing all the people together. Where you would need sort of a term like Dev, Bits, Arc, QA, Ops, and I'm pretty sure I have forgotten someone. You can also call it DevXOps or DevStarOps. For me, DevOps is really about bringing all the people, all the technology, and all the process together to continuously deliver value. It's really about how we can continuously deliver a product or a service to our customers. That's the important thing. Now, of course, we can now argue what could be a better term. In my opinion, this is secondary. As long as we have a good understanding of what DevOps is and what it is all about, then this term is okay. I also don't believe that we really can find a very good term to describe that.
So what you're saying is stop talking about what it is, just go on, do follow the path, try to adopt the practices and change the culture on the way, expanding it from a pilot, expanding it into something more, get executive buy-in, and so on. And so as we have different maturity levels, I don't know if that is even the right term. I'm questioning myself when I say maturity, because as we know, we're never done with it, right? We move into the next technology. We are adopting whatever, Meta or AR, VR, RPA, different serverless, blah, 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 all of that wonderful stuff. Our environment keeps getting more complex. Our demands for services and products are tied to customer experience, et cetera, et cetera. So we will never be done. But this is a two-part question. The first one is, when I am somewhere in a kind of good DevOps journey, high performing, and I am somewhere a DevOps chief, a chief of DevOps, what can I, in this case, you know, you are the chief of DevOps, what would you recommend to those folks to actually scale it further among that maybe high performing team? What are some of the things they should be doing to expand their journey and their culture in towards that bigger footprint of DevOps? And I don't mean it from a, sorry to clarify, I don't mean it from a technology perspective, I mean, or from a maybe not a process perspective, but really from a people, from a culture perspective.
Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is you need to organize across the value stream. I think this is really the magic you need to do. You need to identify the value streams in your company, how you generate value, what kind of steps are needed, and what people are in there, and then organize these people in these value streams. You can also call it product teams. Of course, a value stream can also have multiple products, but it is very important to organize around that value stream. And secondly, what is also important is to empower the people. And so empower this value stream, give this value stream budget so that the value stream itself can decide what is necessary to do to make a great product or multiple great products for their customers. And now you can also see we are shifting away from projects, from we need to have these 10 features, to a point where the customer is in the center, and we want to have happy customers, but also, of course, happy employees. So that we really are focusing on the customer and building absolutely great products with building in quality. So that would be my recommendation, to organize across the value stream, bring the customer into the center, have KPIs according to the customer and also employers' satisfaction, and giving really the empower the people in this value stream, giving them the budget and the power to decide.
Excellent. I wanted to do a quick shout out to a project I'm involved in with Helen Beale. I believe you know Helen, right? Maybe you don't. No, you don't. You have to meet her. She is, besides being a colleague of mine at the DevOps Institute, she's also the chair of the Value Stream Consortium, which is I think the first time ever since I've been in this space, a variety of vendors are getting together and are researching and are applying common thinking and thought leadership together on value stream management. And one of the projects we're doing is the third year we're doing research in the state of value stream management. And just recently, Helen did a fantastic, it's called a Peerscape with IDC. And if you just type in, anybody listening, if you type in Peerscape IDC value stream management, you should be able to see the video and the conversation around value stream management. A fantastic ability to learn how to start that journey. And one of the customers there actually was Netflix, a product manager of Netflix, who has talked about how they are doing value stream management in their company. Excellent. All right, looking at the clock, why do fun conversations always go by so fast? So pull out your crystal ball. Besides the conversation on value stream management, let's hope there is more and more interest and adoption of that product thinking and the value stream management thinking. But if we go down the road, if we even can, right, if we look maybe 2 years from now, what do you think, what is the future of DevOps then? 2 years, what is that? That is 2025, when you and I will be sitting somewhere in Zurich to have a cup of coffee or cappuccino or an adult beverage, doesn't matter. What would we then see in DevOps?
What we can clearly see at the moment is also with platform engineering and all of the toolings, there is a lot of standardization coming in. You can not clearly see that, it's more under the hood, but we are going into an area where software development gets standardized, and in my opinion, it gets industrialized. We are going away, let's say, from just always reinventing the wheel into a direction where you are using different things together and they fit together because they are standardized. In my opinion, what we will see is the buildup of digital factories. You can already see that together with the platform engineering. Companies are building their own digital factories, where in this digital factory, the teams are organized across the value stream, where they are producing digital products or cyber physical products. And the platform engineering team provides the conveyant belt for these digital factories in the companies. So my prediction is, we will see a lot of digital factories coming up.
I would bet you, but I am agreeing with you. So I will buy the drink or the coffee or the cappuccino. I agree with you. This is a great conversation. Digital factories, that's something I'd love to explore further, but not today, but really, really great insight. I love that crystal ball vision you have there in the future. Romano, this was great. Now I have one more question. It's a closing question. It has nothing to do with digital factories, DevOps, or any of those terms, what do you do for fun?
Oh, I love to travel around the world. I love to see new countries. And in these countries, I do a lot of photography. I also have my Instagram channel, and I have a second YouTube channel where I post also some videos. At the moment, I do a lot of 360 degree videos, which I love. And of course, I love playing computer games, and I also read a lot.
Fantastic. Well, if you ever make it to my region of, as I'm only really an hour and a half north of you, stop by, give me a buzz. We'll go and travel my hometown together. You can take 360 degree videos. I will check out the videos you have done. Thank you so much. We have been talking to Romano Roth, Chief of DevOps at Sylke, which is a service provider, software consulting organization. He does a lot of work in thought leading, so check him out. Again, Romano, thank you so much for joining me today on Humans of DevOps podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Humans of DevOps podcast is produced by DevOps Institute. Our audio production team includes Julia Pape, Daniel Newman-Schultz, and Brendan Lay. Shout out to my wonderful colleagues. I'm Humans of DevOps podcast executive producer, Evelyn Ehrlich. If you would like to join us on a podcast, please contact us at this very long email, humansofdevopspodcast@devopsinstitute.com. I'm Evelyn Ehrlich. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Humans of DevOps podcast. Don't forget to join our global community to get access to even more great resources like this. Until next time, remember, you are part of something bigger than yourself. You belong.